Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to
FMFC, Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning Prayer Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank everyone for tuning in. We also want to thank everyone for the prayer requests that came over, the accolades as well, the support. I pray that your week was blessed, and praise God that you're joining us once again. And I am here with, I'm just going to make her my official co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. Is that correct, Deaconess?
Yes, it is, Pastor. Deaconess. Yes, sir.
We just want to get that right. Again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. My co-host is Deaconess Angela Campbell, and we're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton, who right now is in Israel visiting, making a pilgrimage to the island of Patmos. So let's please keep her and their team in prayer, as I'm sure they may be warring against the enemy. So let's keep them uplifted in prayer and covered in prayer as well, as we should. The Bible tells us to cover all those in authority. So that's those that are in secular authority as well as spiritual authority. A lot of times those in positions of authority in the kingdom pour out and cover in prayer for others, but they don't get the coverage themselves. And that's the reason a lot of them have armor bearers and things like that, because, you know, we just don't get the coverage that we should. Our requests are not brought before the Lord by the rest of the body of Christ. So let's keep spiritual leaders as well as our secular leaders covered in prayer, uplifted in prayer, and brought before the throne, God's throne of grace. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to start off with an opening prayer and some things that God has placed on my heart. We're then going to, I'll then have Deaconess lead us in prayer as well. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and post your prayer requests. We haven't received any prayer requests as of yet, but we have received some accolades. So praise God for that, that our work is being admired and appreciated by the men and women of God. Amen. So, Father, we just praise your holy name. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we thank you, Father, for keeping us in the land of the living, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you forgive us for any and all sins we may have committed, Father. Trespasses that we have made, we ask that you forgive us, Father, as we forgive those that have trespassed against us. And, Father, we ask you to dig deep in us, Father, to ensure, Father, that we have forgiven all those for everything that they've done. Any ought, O Heavenly Father, that we have against with anybody, known and unknown, O Heavenly Father, let us truly forgive them, Father, the way you forgive and forget, Father, and that it was even done to us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And that seems to be a hard thing for us, Father, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. There are no impossibilities, Father, in Christ, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. Father, we give you praise, O Heavenly Father, and we pray, Father, and decree this morning, Father, that you may grant us, O Heavenly Father, a spirit of wisdom and revelation of insight into mysteries and secrets and the deep and intimate knowledge of you by having the eyes of our hearts flooded with light, Father, so that we can know and understand the hope to which you have called us and how rich is your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, Father, your set-apart ones. and so that you can, so that we'll know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of your mighty strength, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, Father. And we thank you, Father, that we sit at that right hand, Father, that position of power and authority, O Heavenly Father, which is your right side, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age, Father, but in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you are putting all things under Christ's feet, O Heavenly Father, your appointed one. And, Father, that we, that same, those same enemies are placed under our feet, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let us know what it is, the authority, Father, that you have. Let us truly understand that authority, Father, and walk in it, Father, and begin to pull down, Father, through Christ, every demonic and satanic stronghold, Father, in this world, in our lives, in our homes, in the lives of our family members, our loved ones, those that we praise with, Father, those that we commune with, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. The demonic strongholds in our cities, Father. The demonic strongholds in our state, in our government, in our countries, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. So we thank you right now for that, Father. We praise your holy name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we want to uplift our children, O Heavenly Father. Father, I want to pray over parents, Father, that you give them parental wisdom, Father, parental understanding and discernment, Father, and a grace of communication, Father, to communicate with our children, Father, from the time they come out of the womb to the time, O Heavenly Father, that we leave this earth, O Heavenly Father, to hear from them and to understand them, Father, and to take, Father, their issues, Father, before your throne of grace, Father, so that we will have you, we will give you the license to be involved in our children's lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare, Father, your expectant end, Father, in and over our children's lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare right now, Father, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, they are healed of every emotional wound, every emotional hurt, every emotional scar right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the enemy, Father, will not convict them. The enemy will not control them by their emotions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We decree and declare them healed and restored right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, allow us to be able to connect, Father, with those children, Father, that have nobody. Those that are being misled, O Heavenly Father, those that are being misled, Father, and they're hurting, Father, and they're killing and they're lashing out, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, connect us with them spiritually and physically, Father, so that we may minister to them, Father, that we may preach to them, Father, that we may teach them, that we may pastor to them, Father, hallelujah, that we may pray for them and lay hands on them, O Heavenly Father, and they will be restored, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, according to your word, Father, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we pray for the healing of families today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray parental wisdom, O Heavenly Father, over parents, Father, and know-how, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, on how to raise children, O Heavenly Father. Your word says, blessed is the man, Father, that has children, Father. Blessed is the man who has a quiver of them, Father, a number of them, Father. So, Father, let our children continue to be a blessing, Father, and not a curse, O Heavenly Father, by showing us and leading us how to raise them, O Heavenly Father. Father, open up the doors of churches, Father, and send the men out, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will minister to these children, that they will go out, Father, into the neighborhoods, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Equip us, Father, to minister to these kids and usher them into the church, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, lead us to say the right things that they need to hear, those things that are true, but those things that will bring them into the houses of prayer, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. So even equip, Father, your spiritual leaders, O Heavenly Father. Father, we need to be equipped for this job, O Heavenly Father, for this mission, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, right now we ask that you forgive these children of their sins, O Heavenly Father, known and unknown. Father, we're asking that the heaviness is removed, Father. Father, we come against PTSD, Father, that many of them are suffering, O Heavenly Father. Father, we are asking that you stir up the gifts in them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send those out there, Father, that will love on them, Father, with your love, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you right now. Father, we uplift our police departments, O Heavenly Father. Give them wisdom, Father. Equip them, Father, to how to deal with the public. Father, we even speak healing over them because many of them, Father, are operating, Father, in depression. They're operating, Father, not being healed, O Heavenly Father. They're walking around operating in sickness of the mind, sickness of spirit, sickness of their bodies, Father. So in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we command healing to take over them, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For Jesus has come and taken on our infirmities, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, we speak their healing, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you give them righteous hearts, Father. Forgive them for all of their sins, Father, knowing and unknown. Help them, Father, with unforgiveness, Father. Help them with doubt, Father. Help them with fear, Father, a spirit that you did not give us. So we come against the spirit of fear, Father, taking over our policemen and policewomen, Father, and the fear that even is gripping our children and those even in the body of Christ, Father. We come against the spirit of fear trying to stop us and nullify us and stop us from moving forward. Because, Father, we are coming to possess the land. We will possess the land, Father, for we are well able to do it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we snatch it from the hands of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we uplift the politicians of this city, Father. Father, we ask that you reveal every ungodly, every demonic, every satanic agreement and work that's being done in back offices, Father. Father, we command that these things, these strongholds, these agreements, Father, these illegal agreements, Father, be broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be known, Father. Let these secrets, Father, sound off, Father, as bright as the noonday sun, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that the people will know and will stand against it and come against it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare justice because you are a God who loves justice. So we bring all of this unrighteousness that is going on, perpetrated by the enemy, Father. We bring this to the court of heaven, Father. And we, Father, seek, Father, a just judgment, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we seek correction, Father, in these cities, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. There is so much going on, Father, that we can bring to your throne of grace that is unjust to mislead our kids, Father, to oppress people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we come against it now, Father. We bring the charges against the enemy to your throne of grace. The thief has been caught stealing, Father, on many occasions. And your word, your promise, the fact is, Father, when he is caught, Father, we are to receive sevenfold, Father, damages, Father. So we come before you seeking those things. We come before you seeking and declaring a just a just decree from heaven, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. Father, in all these, Father, I want to uplift Apostle Overton, Father, as she is gone forth, Father, on this pilgrimage and her team, Father. So, Father, we ask that you, Holy Spirit, that you guide their every step. Father, we decree and declare that you have given them travel grace, Father, that you are giving them favor, Father, favor with the people, favor with all logistics, oh, Heavenly Father. You have given your angels charge over them, Father, that they will meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Every door, Father, that needs to be open is open. Every door and entrance that needs to be closed is closed, Father. We bind the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against any warring, Father, that they might meet. And we decree and declare, Father, that they are given victory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them revelation, Father. Move, Father, for them and with them by signs, miracles, and wonders, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We give you praise right now. We magnify your name right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because we know, Father, that these things are so. So, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we close and seal this prayer, Father, and we decree it so in Jesus' mighty name, and we say amen. Amen. Again, thank you so much. If you have a prayer request, please go to our prayer page on Facebook, FMFC, Global Prayer Warriors. FMFC stands for Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministry, Global Prayer Warriors. So please like the page so you can keep up with what the ministry is doing. Also, you can leave prayer requests through the week as well. I want to thank a young lady. Her words of encouragement were that we pray for Chicago, that we keep up the good work, and she's praying for us that those same miracles, signs, and wonders that we pray for others will be evident in our camp, in our lives. May the Lord continue to bless us, and he definitely will, and give us strength to war in the spirit. Amen, hallelujah, and glory. So we want to just thank that young lady for that sentiment. And I'm going to hand it over to Deaconess as God has put some things on her heart. So we're going to allow her to go forth in the name of Jesus. Deaconess, praise. I hand it to you.
Yes, Pastor. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Le Kora Badirobosi. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your presence on this line. Thank you for your thoughts towards us that are good. Thank you for all the prayer requests that you put on our own heart. Thank you for the ones that are coming in. Thank you, God. Thank you for the ability to command this morning. Thank you, God, for giving us the mind to come before your throne in prayer. Hallelujah. In prayer. We praise you, God. Glorify you, God.
Thank you.
We magnify you, God. We thank you, God. God, we thank you on this morning. God, we thank you that you're showing forth your salvation in our lives from day to day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that you are showing forth your salvation in the lives of FMFC. You're showing forth your salvation in the lives of those that have put their prayer requests in, those that are connected to us. Though our lives, you're showing forth your salvation in our lives. Day after day, God, we thank you. 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 We thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your graciousness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your awesomeness. God, we give your name praises this morning. We give your name praises. You inhabit the praises of your people. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, you tell us to praise you, because when we praise you, it executes judgment against the enemy. It executes judgment. You told us in Psalms that when we praise you, it executes judgment against the enemy. And God, God, we thank you on this morning because we desire to execute judgment against the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. We desire to execute judgment through your word, judgment through your power, judgment through declaration and commands this morning. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that you've given us authority in the earth to declare judgment against the enemy. You said that this, you said that this belongs to the saints. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you for authority in the earth, that we could bind a thing, and it will be bound on earth because you've already bound it in heaven. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that we could legislate in the earth, because you've given us authority in the heavenly. You said that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's an awesome thing to be able to pray with you, Holy Spirit. You are our apostolic war prayer partner. You tell us exactly what we need to pray. Thank you. Your word says that you awaken us morning by morning. You awaken our ear morning by morning to give us the word. Give us the tongue of the learned. And a word for the weary in due season. Morning by morning, you will tell us what to pray for. Holy Spirit, and we thank you. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We come before Rabbi De Kor Rabasi, first saying, continue to search us, God. Your word says to pray for those that despitefully use you. Your word says that if you will forgive, I will forgive you. We can ask anything in heaven, but first we must forgive. It is not a light thing. You desire that we have clean hands and a pure heart. Then we can ascend the holy hill. So God, search us, God. Search our hearts, God. Search us, God. Search us, God. Search us, God. If there is anything in you that is unclean, search us, God. Run it, we repent, God, if there is anything that you told us to do that we did not do. Your pastor, your pastor has been praying for the youth. God, forgive us if you put a youth on our heart. And we did not give the time to it, God. If there was somebody you wanted us to talk to and we didn't say anything, God. If there was anything that we did not do through your Holy Spirit, God, we repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, forgive us. Seriously, God, forgive us. We repent in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, if there was anything that you've given us to do, any thought that was not like you, any ways that were not your ways, we repent in the name of Jesus. We repent, God. We desire, God, to be like you. We desire, God, to love like you. We desire, God, to be like you in the earth, God. You said, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. And Jesus, you said, if you don't forgive, I won't forgive you. So, God, we come in agreement with you this morning. Even the hard things, even the things that say it's unforgivable, God, we give it up to you. God, we give it to you. We give it to you that we get off the hook in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I will pay it. God, we give, we trust you on this. We trust you on this morning, God, that whatever happens, that you'll take care of it.
whatever went down, whatever wasn't right, you'll take care of it. We trust you on this morning. We take our trust in you to the next level. We won't hold them in unforgiveness, Father God, because we're afraid you won't get them the way we want you to get them. God, we understand that you are a God who is just. You saw it. You were there. You understand. You didn't leave us in the midst of the situation. So whatever it is, God, we give it to you. We trust you on another level today. We declare and decree we will trust you on another level on this day, that whatever it was, we can release it to you, Father God, because your word says that you can handle it. We can't. Thank you, Jesus. We weren't built to handle unforgiveness. Father God, we weren't built. We weren't built. People are getting sick, God. Our bodies are being racked with certain diseases just because we cannot forgive. So, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you would help us even now to lay it down at the altar. Lay it down at the altar of prayer right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We're asking for more of your mind in every situation, Father God. Your word says that you will, Father God, give us wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. You said if any lack wisdom, to ask you, you'll give it liberally. God, we're asking for more of your thoughts as it pertains to how to war even for this city. Strategic downloads, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you, God, for this time of intercession, this time of commanding our morning, this time of prayer, this time of release from unforgiveness, even, God, because the things, Father God, that are on the inside of us, the gifts, Father God, that could actually help move this city. We're covered by unforgiveness, but not anymore. Thank you, God. Thank you for release from unforgiveness. Thank you, God, because there are gifts and callings on the inside of your men and women of God. And we ask that they be activated even now. Those like your pastor said, they have a desire, they have a passion, they have the know-how on how to help the youth, that know how to help these young men, Father God. Activate it even now. Begin to deal with them, God. Begin to open their eyes. Where clouded them before, begin to help them see the ones that are troubled in their midst, the ones that they walked past before. Help them to see them. Be called by their Korabasi. We're calling forth those hospitality gifts in the mighty name of Jesus. We're calling forth those evangelistic gifts. We're calling forth those prophetic gifts. We're calling those gifts of service. They'll be activated in your men and women of God, that they might go forth even in their neighborhood. That they might serve inside and outside the church. Those that have those gifts, let it be activated even now. So at the grocery store, when they see a group of men, five young men that look troubled, they won't walk the other way, but they'll give a kind word. When they sit next to a young lady, that gift of prophecy will bubble up and they'll say something to her that will change the very course of her day and her life. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning for what you're doing. We thank you this morning for your goodness. We thank you this morning for your kindness. We thank you this morning that you gave us these things, Father God, to continue to demonstrate your glory in the earth realm and to snatch souls out of the very hands of the enemy. God, we thank you today. God, we thank you today. We praise you on today. Thank you, God. We thank you for what you're doing through this ministry, God. We thank you for Apostle Overton. We thank you for the vision that she has, that you gave her, Father God, to reach those that are in need, that need help. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Abba Father. We thank you on today. Continue to demonstrate your power. We thank you, Father God, that you are a God that loves us. You said that I would, that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father God, right now we even pray for the health of your people. Thank you, God. We thank you, health in their body, helping their minds. Roma, we speak to those bodies. We speak to those minds. We declare that they must line up with the word of God. That says, by Christ's stripes they are healed. Thank you, God. The word of God says, the word was said and all were healed. So thank you, Jesus, on today. As we are freed up from unforgiveness, Father God, that those things that were even connected to unforgiveness, ulcers, heart problems, that they're being healed, heal even now. Things having to do with the digestive system, it's being healed even now. We believe you, God, because of unforgiveness is uprooted. Thank you, Jesus. Anxiety, yeah. Anger, frustration, it's being healed even now because the unforgiveness has been uprooted. God, we thank you. God, we ask that you continue to give us your thoughts, God. We thank you because you said we ask, you'll give it. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you, God. We thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. It is so. Father God, we just thank you. Praise your holy name. We magnify your name. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, everyone, that has joined in and that is listening. Please go to our Facebook page, like our page, it's FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and leave us your prayer requests. Anything that you're going through, please don't go through it alone. We operate in the Office of Intercessors, so allow us to do just that. One of the things that God loves and Jesus loves, God loves to be allowed to be God. Jesus loves to be allowed to be the Lord of your life. That's one of the things that pleasures Jesus is, that you allow him to be the Lord of your life. And please allow us to be intercessors for you. Use the tools of heaven that God has placed in place, allowing God to be God, allowing Jesus to be Lord, and allowing those in the body of Christ that operate in different offices to operate in those offices in your life. If you know a prophet, allow that prophet to prophesy. If you know teachers in the body of Christ, allow them to teach and adhere to the teaching. If you know those with the gift of healing, allow them to administer healing. Amen. So please, as members of the body of Christ, let's learn to allow the things that God has given us, the tools that he's given us, to use those things. We still walk where if we're sick, the first thing, if we're dealing with an infirmity, the first thing we do is run to the medicine cabinet, when the first thing we should do is go to God. And also go to those go to the elders of the church, and if you know those that operate in the gift of healing, stay in contact with them as well. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. We all need to find out what's wrong, and pray to God why it's wrong. A lot of times our physical ailments, just the way Deacon is praying, are from spiritual things, unforgiveness, things, untangible, things that are not tangible, things that we don't see, things that we may feel, but we push them away from us. We push them from our memory and our conscious thoughts, so we don't realize that these things, these physical ailments can be brought on from things that are unseen. Anxiety, our bodies weren't designed to carry anxiety and worry because God is our rest. We weren't supposed to be anxious for anything because God has already provided everything. So the scriptures say. So again, let's just utilize the gift that God has given every
strength, your gifts to our benefit, to our advantage as well. Amen. None of us are islands. We are members of the body of Christ. So let's take advantage of that and stop the enemy from, stop giving the enemy victory. A lot of times the enemy's not taking victories, but giving victories. Amen. So let's begin to use the tools and the blessings that God right before us. So again, please go to our page, FNFC Global Prayer Warriors, connect with us. I know many people may be a part of a large ministry. You may not be able to get the level of prayer that you need. If that's the case, please allow us to add our faith to yours to pray for you, cover you in prayer as well. It's just what God has given us to do. Amen. So I want to continue to pray again the scriptures that God has, Holy Spirit has led me to pray. And I know in many times in my life I like to pray some things. It just covers battle. It covers God honoring us. It covers the promise of long life. Amen. So I typically like to pray that prayer. So, Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift your name, Father. We thank you, Father. Father, we are praying, we are decreeing and declaring, Father, that we that dwelleth in the secret place of you, the Most High, we shall abide under the shadow of you, Father, the Almighty. We will say of the Lord that you are our refuge and our fortress. God, my Father, in him, in you will I trust. Surely you shall and have delivered us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You shall cover us with your feathers, and under your wings shall we trust. Your truth shall be our shield and buckler. We shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation. Therefore, no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling, for you shall give your angels charge over us to keep us in all thy ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, unless we dash our foot against the stone. We shall tread against the young lion and adder, the young lion and dragon shall we trample under feet, because you have set your love upon us. Therefore will you deliver us. You will set us on high because we have known your name. We shall call upon you and you will answer. You will be with us in trouble and you will deliver and honor us. With long life will you satisfy us and show us your salvation. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for the showing of salvation. We thank you, Father, that you will honor us with long life. We thank you, Father, that you will be with us in trouble, Father, so there is no need to worry. Father, you prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies, O God. Yet even though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. You did not give us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. Father, we thank you and give you praise right now. We thank you for the victory. Father, we thank you that you will never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, Father. We ask, Father, that you equip us, Father, to walk in your commandment of love, O Heavenly. Give us a desire to walk, Father, in the law of love, O Heavenly Father. For your word says, Father, we keep your commandments. You and Jesus will come and make your abode with us. You will come live with us, Father. And we desire, Father, to have you to live with us. We desire to have Holy Spirit guide our steps, Father. So, Father, we are praying, Father, that we are led by your Spirit. Hallelujah, Father, for your promise is if we, those that are led by the Spirit, your Spirit, we are your sons, we are your children. And we know that the scripts say that the whole creation is for the manifestations of the Son of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We desire to be those sons of God, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father, that will usher in, Father, your will on this earth, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we want to uplift veterans today, Father. We want to bring them to your remembrance, Father. We speak healing over them, Father. Many of them have come home with infirmities, O Heavenly Father, PTSD, many, Father, demonic infirmities, O Heavenly Father. They're not even physical infirmities, Father. They are infirmities of the mind, Father, infirmities of the heart, infirmities of the spirit, Father. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak healing over every man, every woman, Father, that is dealing with these infirmities, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command the healing of Jesus Christ, Father, to come over them now, Father, and they be restored. Father, we decree and declare healing over those with physical infirmities, Father, those that have lost limbs, Father, we command limbs to grow back, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and they be made whole, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the testimonies, Father, are given to you, Father. The testimonies, Father, are spread throughout the world, O Heavenly Father, that you still heal, Father. There is still healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we come against, Father, we uplift those, Father, and bring them to your remembrance. Those, Father, in this world that are dealing with depression, Father, and any infirmities of the mind, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind the enemy right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare, Father, the work of the enemy broken wherever that work is present, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against, Father, these demonic strongholds right now, Father, and we decree and declare, Father, that they be utterly destroyed now, Father, straightway, forthwith, Father, in the mighty name. We uplift your name right now, Father. Father, we uplift our politicians, leaders, kings, princes of this world, O Heavenly Father. Father, forgive them for any and all sins they may have committed. Father, surround them by godly counsel, Father. Father, so we ask, Father, that you just continue to guide their hearts, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, righteous decisions will be made, and the people of this world will have peace, O Heavenly Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, your word goes forth, O Heavenly Father, to every country, every city, Father, every home, Father, every man, woman, and child, Father, is heard the gospel, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name, Father. Father, we magnify your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Father, there anyone, Father, we uplift those, Father, that Father, are being persecuted for speaking your word, praising you, Father. Father, this is unjust. Father, prayer no longer in our school is unjust. Father, your word not being preached and challenged, Father, is unjust. Father, we bring this before the court of heaven because we seek justice, Father. Father, this is a Christian nation, O Heavenly Father.
And Father, we are decreeing and declaring and Christian principles, Father, to be the pillars, Father, again of this nation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We decree it and declare it now, Father. We're decreeing, Father, the spirit, Father, of praise and worship, forgiveness, Father. We come into this nation, Father. We pray, we decree and declare a spirit of revival to sweep through this nation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the people be changed. We come against the spirit of division, racism, Father, in the name of Jesus. We command, Father, that this thing be deconstructed, torn down, placed under our feet, Father. We bind every devil and every demon, Father, that is behind this, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare any and all hurt that is driving this spirit, Father, this agenda, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal the people, Father. Hallelujah. Heal the people. We give you praise right now. We give you testimony right now, Father. Hallelujah, that the people were healed. Their hearts were changed, Father. Hallelujah. This enemy, Father, of division has been placed underfoot, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare all these words spoken to you so in Jesus' mighty name. Say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. We have about 5 minutes, so I'm going to turn it back over to you. If God has placed something on your heart, please pray, speak, however you need to present it. Oh, Deaconess, are you still
praise God, with Pastor. Yes, I am. Praise God, Pastor. I just had it on mute so you wouldn't hear any surround sound. I just wanted to encourage, I know Pastor Avante, I just want to encourage everybody that's listening. Pastor Avante has a real heart for the youth and to pray for parents so that they can continue to pray. And he and I talk about this, how we know the benefit of training a child up in the way they should go, and the benefit of praying over our children. So I just want to encourage parents today that even though it may seem on the outside like it is a battle and that your prayers are not bringing your children before the throne and bringing them to a place of salvation and a place of change, but it is. God is hearing and answering prayer. Your prayers are moving demonic forces out of the way so your children can make better choices. The things that you're pouring into them by what you're showing them in your own life is making a deposit in them, because what they're seeing you do when you respond to them in certain ways, you're encouraging them, and again, like Pastor said, speak life over them. When you're speaking life over them and you're giving them wisdom, it literally is putting a deposit on the inside of them, and it is bringing them before God, and it is making a way for them to make good choices. When you train your child up, the Bible has a promise connected to that, and God is not slack on his promises. If you remember nothing else from today, remember that God is not slack on his promises. If he's promised you something as it pertains to your children, he will bring it to pass. When you do what he's giving you to do, he will bring that thing to pass. Every time. Every time. And that's just all I wanted to say, Pastor.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God for that word. Yes, God said his word will not come back void. We are to do what God said, so that now his law kicks in. That okay, the law that is tied to your obedience kicks in and does what it, and we get to that expected end, because God has an expected end of peace and victory for us. There is a prize when we run the race, but the race that God has set before us, amen. So, and again, our children are surrounded by death, but God says life is in the power of the tongue. life and death are in the power of the tongue. And believe me, there are wicked forces and men and women on this earth in physical bodies speaking death to your children, but you are to speak life into them and over them. You should be speaking life into yourself. A lot of times, even the food we eat, we don't know who's speaking what over, who's commanded what spirits to be activated. So we need to eat. That's why we pray over our food. We even command our food. When we speak life over ourselves, over our families, we're commanding things. And this is because God has given us a commanded voice. And I don't want to go into preaching, but the scriptures say in Genesis, when God breathed a breath into us, the original word says that we became just like God, because he breathed in who he is and what he is into us. And we know that because God, the word says, there was no man to till the ground. Now, Eden was pretty much all of the Middle East and Africa. So there's no way Adam could go out with a shovel or a hoe and till the whole ground. So he had to till it by the command of his voice. So we have a command voice in the world, in the earth. So we have to command life over our children, over our family, the things that are under attack. We need to speak life into them. And this is why we pray that we understand our authority that Jesus has given us. Amen. So I don't want to get into preaching, but praise God. I want to thank Deaconess for co-hosting with me again. She did a wonderful job. I want to thank everyone that tuned in and those that will listen to the broadcast at a later time. I pray that all is well, that you are favored this week until we meet again, that God, that the blessings of God are manifest in your life tangibly and tangibly, that you're receiving tangible blessings and tangible favor, that rules are changed, policies are changed, laws are changed in your favor because of the favor of God in your life. Please go to our Facebook page, FMSD Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page and follow the ministry. We will see you next week. God bless, and may God bless, grace and shalom to you. Bye bye.
Amen.
They bow their heads and worship. But we receive the word of our ancestors. Amen. Let the church say, Everybody, so let the church.